Look around. You're in the United Nations delegates' dining room, people. It's full of queer people.
On a cool Monday night in May, the delegates' dining room at UN headquarters was packed with a crowd made up of leading members of the activist community, buzzing with excitement. Charles Radcliffe, head of the UN Free and Equal campaign, had this to say about the gala, called the Celebration of Courage.
Well, tonight is historic on some levels, because I think it's the first time that we've had such a big gathering of lesbian, gay, bi and trans activists from around the world gathering here at the UN for a fabulous gala awards night, really celebrating the activism in the LGBT movement and all the progress that's been made around the world. For all the setbacks and the challenges, we're seeing huge progress. This is a movement that's really hit its stride.
Celebration of Courage is an annual event that brings together the LGBTI community and honors activists from all over the world. This year's MC was actor and activist Alan Cumming.
As we make great strides in this country and other countries, it would be easy to be complacent and forget about what's going on in other parts of the world. And outright is a great way for everyone to be reminded. In any culture, or in any sort of level, we can't have full equality until everyone has equality.
Honorees at the gala included the head of one of Indonesia's leading LGBT rights organizations, Indian Crown Prince Manvendra Singh Gohil, and activist Omar Sharif Jr. Outright Executive Director Jessica Stern explained the organization's most important goal for the event.
5 months ago, a supporter of Outright came to me and he sent me a New Year's email asking, "What is the one thing that LGBTI people around the world need most?" And of course, there's so much that we need for justice. But to take a major leap forward for every lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, intersex, queer, and gender fluid person around the world, for every activist and for every ally, we need facts. We need data.
A live auction and silent auction were held to raise money for LGBTI research, along with the pledges that individuals made throughout the night. The last event of the program was a special performance of the song Ring of Keys from the Broadway musical Fun Home. By the time young actress Gabriella Pizzolo took the stage to sing, guests had pledged over $40,000, which will fund projects aimed at promoting acceptance and understanding of LGBTI people. Janie Cangelosi, United Nations.